Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we had a shaila about a girl who was married, chalala, was married to a kohen with a shliach, and then this kohen disappears. We wanted to know what the halacha is. We're in the Sefer Machne Chaim of the great Hungarish Gadol Reb Chaim Sofer, and he was mitalmidei Chasam Sofer, but he was not related. You know, they have the same last name. And we saw that the shaila might very well be talui in a machlokas between Tosis and the Ritva as to whether when someone's over on Lifnei Iver we say Ein Shlichu Dvar Avera and the Shlichus is Betela. According to the Tosvis, no, we don't say Ein Shlichu Dvar Avera, there is Shlichus. If the person's only over on Lifnei Iver, the Shliach. And according to the Ritva, there's no shlichus, ein shlichus varavera, and the shlichus is off, and memela she's not married. That is, in a nutshell, what we learned the last time. We spoke about shrevei denara, the yisod in the Gemara, that if the avera is on the other side of the river, and you hand it to him, the nazir needs a cup of wine. The only way he can do the avera is with you. Then and only then is there an avera of lifnei iver. But if he could do it on his own, there's no avera of lifnei iver. So that's Chadavri Dinara, one side of the river. So says Reb Chaim Sofer as follows. This is again in the first volume in Simen Mem Vav. V'nirali l'chadish davar bez Hashem Yisbarach. V'dibish lema b'moshit kosi ayin l'nazir o'ay v'min achay l'ben noach o'mochor behem l'goy l'fnei yom edam. Maka b'no agadol. In all these cases where you give a kos of wine to a nazir, you give Avram and Achai to a ben noach, you sell a behemoth to a goy before his holiday, which he'll, you know, might sacrifice to his idols, or you hit your adult son where he might hit you back. In all these cases, b'kulam lo ozer lifnei iver lasas guf haveira, the lifnei iver is not going to help him to do the aveira itself. Rak mechin lefun of hachefetz shehu me'atzmo yuchal lasos al yedei hachefetz hanal pulas haveira. You're not doing the aveira for him. You are just preparing the aveira for him. You are giving him the cup of wine if he's a nazir. You are giving him the aver hachai if he's a ben noach. You're not making him do the actual aveira. You're just preparing the aveira for him. Vave pulas hanesina. Rak ezer v'siyua lahochin dober ach asher chavero yaschil me atzmo lasos avera. And the pulas hanesina is only helping your friend do something when he himself will do the avera. Oz hasechel goes there. So then logic would dictate bishleim chavero tzarech osach anashel achefetz avor anosen shel over anosen elifnei iver. So Bishlema, it makes sense that what? If he needs this hachana, then no sin's over on Lifnei Iver. Aval im anazeh yochel lekach me'atzmo, im kein ein b'mesayezem mamish. But if the nazir could take it himself, so ein b'mesayezem mamish, he could take it himself, and it's not that he put the michshol in front of him. The michshol is only when he needed you. Here he didn't need you. So this is all in cases where you're mechim mechefetz of aveira, where you prepare the aveira item, but he ends up doing the aveira himself. There's going to be a chiluk between chadavrei denara or treavrei denara. Aval kohen shetziva li Yisrael lekadesh lo grusha. But if a kohen commanded a Jew to be mekadesh a grusha for him, v'im achar kach bo'al kohen es ha'isha, and then afterwards the Kohen had Bia with this girl, and he gets Malkus for the Kedushin. Ayin Shita Mukubetis Bav Metzia Daf Yudav Ritv Kedushin Daf Ayin Ches. So if that's the case, Nasa Yisrael Shliach Lasos Chelek Miguf HaAvera. This is a very important distinction. In this case, it's not like the case in the Gemara, where you're just preparing, you're making a Hechsher, but the person himself is going to be over the Avera. Here, you are doing the Avera for him. Nasa HaYisrael Shliach Lasos Chelek Miguf HaAvera. V'lo nigra nosein michshel lifnei chavero. Ela nigra machshil chavero biritzona. So the Yisrael is a shliach to do the avera itself. It's not nosein michshel lifnei chavero, lifnei ever lo titein michshel. He's machshil him himself. He's doing the avera for him. You're right, his friend could do the Avera himself. But now the Shliach is doing it for him. It's like this. In a case where I'm just preparing the Avera item for him. So it depends. If he can't do the Avera without me, I'm guilty, Lifnever. If he could do the Avera without me, so it's not considered lifnei aver, because he didn't really need me to do the avera. So you're right, I helped him, but mesein bo mamish, he could have just as easily done it himself, or almost as easily done it himself. But can we make such a chiluk as to whether it's chad every dinari, trei every dinari, when I do the actual, and the shliach does the actual avera for the mishaleach? No. His friend could have done it himself, even if it's chad every dinara, but l'maisa, the shliach, did the avera for him. As hagam shamishaleach ha'yochal asus me'atz ba'atzmo, even though the mishaleach could have done the avera by himself, afal pichenu over lifnever l'sitin michshal hainu shehu mashke ivar baderech upo mi'ad b'maisa ba'avera u'mayyamo mashe mishaleach ha'yochal asus ba'atzmo. What does it help that the mishaleach could have done it himself? This Maisa Shlichus was an Avera, so what does it matter? Chad every dinare, tre every dinare. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he did the Avera on behalf of his friend. So, of course, here he's going to be over on Lifnei Iver. So that's the Svara. Osif Nofech, and I'd like to add a gem to this. The bishleima, imanaza yucholakach likach baatzmo akos. So I get it. If the nazir could take the kos himself, imkain lo nasa klal asina lemichshol. So if he could take it himself, it's not giving him the michshol. Could have taken himself. Aval kan b'chol ofen sarich lios maisa avera, v'gam a kohen. Haya over, he must have had some also maisa. Im kain, eich yi ashliach pater. Dugmas ha-sagas mishnal ha-melech peret alam yachos lama v'lovi yuyen sham. Here, in any case, there's going to be an Avera. You can't pater him because the Kohen could have done it himself. Why can't you pater him because the Kohen could have done it himself? So he alludes to the Mishnah HaMelech. I think the Mishnah HaMelech he's referring to is the famous Mishnah HaMelech that says that we have a rule that, let's say, Reuven can do the Avera without me. If Reuven can do the Avera without me, so I'm not over on Lifnei Iver. He could do it himself. But let's say he needs somebody else to help him do the Avera, and the other guy who's helping him do the Avera is also going to be over on Lifnei Iver. So in such a case, says the Mishnah Lamelech, that is not considered that he could do it without me. Because if self calls self, the Avera, if somebody's going to be over on Lifnei Iver, if self calls self, there's going to be an Avera here, so you can't say that, oh, he could even do it without me. But if he does it without me, it's also going to be Lifnei Iver. So if I help him do it, I'm going to be over on Lifnei Iver. And I can't say, no, he could do it with the other guy. But the other guy's also going to be over on Lifnei Iver. We're both told not to be over on Lifnei Iver. The Torah is trying to prevent the Avera from being done. So if everybody just keeps the rules, then there's going to be no Avera. So I can't say, no, the other guy could be over. The other guy can help him, and he'll be over on the Lifnei Iver, not me. No. Mishnah Lamelech says it doesn't work that way. If in the end of the day somebody's going to be over on Lifnei Iver, that's not called that he could do it without you. Doing without you means that he can literally, either the other guy isn't going to be over on Lifnei Iver, so we could do it without a Lifnei Iver. So in such a case, when you do it for, when you help him, so you're not over on Lifnei Iver, because he could do without you without a Lifnei Iver. But if the only way he could do it without you was with a Lifnei Iver, that doesn't count. So here also, when the Kohen marries the Grusha to the, when the Yisrael marries the Grusha to the Kohen, there's a Maisa Avera. And if the Kohen would do it, so what can the Yisrael say? The Yisrael can say, alright, the Kohen could have done it himself. Yeah, but if the Kohen could have done it himself, that directly would have been a Maisa Avera. So since Sof Kol Sof is either going to be a Maisa Avera by the Machshil or by the Kohen, the Machshil can't say, oh, the Kohen could have done it the Maisa Avera himself. No, just like by the Lifnei Iver case. When the other guy's going to be over on Lifnei Iver, if somebody's going to be over on Lifnei Iver, that's not called that he could do it on his own. We want doing it on his own without Lifnei Iver. So here also, when I do it for him, the Yisrael, there's a Maisa Avera here. And if he does it for himself, there's a Maisa Avera here. So no matter what, there's going to be a Maisa Avera. So how can we patur the Shliach? Say, oh, the Kohen could have done it himself. If the Kohen could have done it himself, that would have been a Maisa Avera. And that's different than when you hand the Nazir a Kos Yayin, and he could take it himself. There, if he takes the Kos Yayin by himself, so you're not placing a stumbling block in front of him. So he could have just as easily taken it himself. And that's not Bat Smuso Amaisa Avera taking the Kos Yayin. So there, the giver is innocent, because that's Nesina Sheinbo Mamish. So he could have taken the cup himself. But here, the Nesina is Yeshbo Mamish. Your Mamish doing an Avera for him. And don't say he could have done it himself. If he did it himself, it also would have been an Avera, just like, and that, so therefore that doesn't help us. That also would have been an Abatz Musa Maisa Avera, just like the Mishnah Lamelech case. If the other guy's going to be over in Lifnei Iver, I can't say, oh, he could do it without me. If he does it without me, it'll be Lifnei Iver. This is all if we say that if afterwards the Kohen has beer with her, he's going to get Malkus twice. He's going to get Malkus once for the Kiddushin and once for the Be'ila. And therefore it emerges that the Kiddushin that the Yisrael does on his behalf, that's part and parcel of the Averis. That means the Yisrael is doing an Avera for him. And it doesn't matter if he could do it on his own or not. That's Lifnei Iver. It's causing him to do an Avera. But if you say that he only gets Malkus for the Be'ila because of Lo Yechalel, so what's the Kedushin here? The Kedushin is just preparing it. When the Yisrael does the Kedushin, he's just preparing the Maisa Bia. So then we remain with the original din, but there's a difference if the Kohen could do it himself or not. If the Kohen could do it himself, then it's no Lifnei Iver. If the Kohen couldn't do it himself, then it is Lifnei Iver. And it's Drei Avrei Dinara. If the Kohen could do it himself, and you did the Hachana for him, so that's not a Lifnei Iver. V'imkein, Aritva b'teretz Hasheni sover delokim rak Malkus Echad Mishim lo yichalel. Imkein, Nachon ha-teretz da'ari de'kohen yuchal ha-kadesh be'atzmo. So the Ritva there writes in the Shita Mekubetzes that we quoted in the previous shir that there's only going to be one Malkus. There's only going to be one Malkus. He's only getting Malkus for the Kiddushin, for the Bia. But he's not going to be getting Malkus for the Kiddushin. And therefore it's correct what the Ritva says, that we're talking about where the Kohen could do it himself. Vodei Shlomer Demairi Shekohen Batzma Yochel Lekatcha Batzma Debchiha Leka Mishum Lefnei Iver. If the Kohen can do it himself, so then the Yisrael who does that in his behalf is not over on Lifnei Iver. Why is he not over on Lifnei Iver? Because the Kohen could have done it himself. So if the Yisrael is doing the Aveir on behalf of the Kohen, so there we don't like the Chilik. If the Kedushin itself is Mamish and Aveira, then we don't like the Chilik, whether the Kohen could do it himself or not do it himself. What does it matter? So if the Yisrael did the Aveira for him, it's Mamish and Maisa Aveira, so that's going to be Lifnei Iver. He's causing the Kohen to sin directly. But since the Ritva holds that you don't get Malkus for the Kedushin, the Kohen only gets Malkus for the Bia, so the Yisrael is only preparing the Kohen for the Avera. And since we're talking about a case where the Kohen could have done it himself, there's no Lifnei Iver. And since there's no Lifnei Iver, we say the shlichus is a valid shlichus. Since there's Zolif Neiver, we say the Yisrael in the case of the Gemara is not considered a bar chiyuva. Like the Gemara says, Nafkamina koin shom le Yisrael kadesh li grusha, that if it's Mishum Bar Chiyuva, then Mechayev Sholcho. If the Shliach has to be a Bar Chiyuva, that Hecha the Shliach Bar Chiyuva ain't Shliach Hadvar Avera, but what Chatzar Delav Bar Chiyuva ye Shliach Hadvar Avera. So here the Yisrael, since we're talking about a Kohen, where he could be Mekadesh himself, and therefore there's going to be Lo Nifnei Iver. And if there's going to be Lo Nifnei Iver, then the Yisrael isn't considered a Bar Chiyuva, because he has no Grusha problem, and he has Lo Nifnei Iver problem. And therefore, since he's not considered a Bar Chiyuva, we would say, Yesh Liach Lidvar Aveira, and the Shlichus would be a good Shlichus, and the Aveira would go to the Kohen. So again, this is all if we assume that, like the Ritva holds in the second Teretz, that you only get Malkus for the Bia. Then the Yisrael just prepared the Avera. But when the Yisrael prepares the Avera and the Kohen could have done the Avera himself, so then the Yisrael is not over on Lifnei Iver. And since the Yisrael is not over on Lifnei Iver, so therefore he's not considered a Bar Chiyuva, Yesh Lech L'Dvar Avera, and that would be Pshat in the Gemara. Ach, kushis atosis for Ritva pele be'enai. However, says Rav Sofer, the kasha of the Ritva and Tosis is a pele be'enai. What is Tosis? Again, let's see Tosis kasha to his last cheer. The Gemara says, Kadesh li'isha grusha, vim tomra afilo l'kohen nami. What do you mean if only Yisrael is told to be Makadesh and isha grusha, and the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, Kohen's also not a Bar Chiyuva, because he's not marrying the girl himself, he's marrying her for the other Kohen, so it's not his Avera. So why is he considered a Bar Chiyuva? That we would attribute the Avera to him, it's not his Avera. The Avera in the Torah is to marry a Grusha, and he's not marrying a Grusha. For a Kohen to marry a Grusha, he's not marrying a Grusha. So why does the Gemara say Dafka Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, Kohen's also not a Bar Chiyuva, he's not marrying her? Answers Tosfos, Yesh Lomer the Kohen Mikri Bar Chiyuva. He is called a Bar Chiyuva because if he would take her for himself, he'd be Chayiv. But a Yisrael wouldn't be Chayiv if he takes her for himself. And then we get into the Machlokes. What about Lifnei Iver? So, according to Tosfos, the Yisrael is over on Lifnei Iver. when he's Makadishir to a Kohen. But even though he's over on Lifnei Iver, so even though he's doing an Aveira, he's still not called a Bar Chiyuva, because if he would marry her to himself, he wouldn't be Chayev. That's Tosis. The Tosis holds that it is Lifnei Iver when the Yisrael marries her off. And the Ritva holds that we're talking about a case where the Kohen himself could have been Mekadesh her. Since the Kohen could have been Mekadesh her himself, there's no Lifnei Iver. But if the Kohen could have been Mekadesh her himself, could not have been Mekadesh her himself, and the Yisrael did it, it is Lifnei Iver. And like we said in the previous shir, if it is Lifnei Iver, then he's called a Bar Chiyuva. And if he's called a Bar Chiyuva, then Ein Shliach, then Ein Shliach, the Dvar Avera. And if Ein Shliach the Dvar Avera, then the Shlichus, according to many, according to Tosfos, the Shlichus would be Batal. That if the Kohen couldn't do it himself, and the Yisrael did it on behalf of the Kohen, since he's over on Lifnei Iver, he's called a Bar Chiyuva. And since he's called a Bar Chiyuva, according to the Ritva, we would say, Shlichus Dvar Aveira. According to Tosfos, no. According to Tosfos, the Lifnei Iver doesn't make him called a Bar Chiyuva. And therefore, he's considered Lav Bar Chiyuva, and we say, Yesh Shlichus Dvar Aveira, even with the Lifnei Iver. So that's Tosfos in the Ritva. Achkush is Tosfos Ritva, Pele Beinai. Echar Minin Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. Ima mishalech shol cholasis avera karigas nefesh o genebo v'chilas hekdesh. Have a shlichus al pulas avera. Avol kan, kevin de shliach lo ave bar chiyuva li shegrusha, v'averis lifnei iver. Hu, hashaliach osa meretzono atov, avol ha-mishamech lo shalach oso lavor averis lifnei iver. He says, wait a second. How do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? That's what we want to say over here in the Gemara, in Tosis and the Ritva. That when Yisrael does it, if it's Mishum Bar Chiyuva, so Mechayev Sholcho. If it's Al Bar Chiyuva, and the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, so who's Chayev? The Kohen. Who sent? And we'd say, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So says the Ritva, says the Machane Chaim. I don't understand Tosis in the Ritva. Here, since the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva and an Isha Grusha, and the Aveira of Lifnei Iver, the Shliach does with his own goodwill, and the Mishaleach didn't send him to be over on the Aveira of Lifnei Iver. If the Mishalech sent him to do the Aveira itself, like killing somebody, or stealing, or eating Hekdesh, there, what's the Shlichus on? The Shlichus is on a Pu'ula of Aveira. Killing is a Pu'ula of Aveira. Gnev is a Pu'ula of Aveira. Achilas Hekdesh is a Pu'ula of Aveira. So in those cases, what do we say? We say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. he himself, the shliach, is a bar chiyuva. He's being told to do an avera, and it doesn't go to the mishalech; it goes to him. He's shliach dvar avera. But in this case, the shliach isn't a bar chiyuva in this isha grusha. He just does this shlichus meritzonu atov. Mishalech didn't send him to be over on the avera of lifnei iver. If somebody sends somebody as a shliach to give a kos yayin to a nazir, that's a shlichus for the aver of lifneiver. Aval zeh mitzave lekadesh lagrusha. This guy was telling him, be mekadesh a grusha for me. Gufa shlichus lo ave yisar etzel shliach. The shlichus itself is not an isser. Meaning this maisa of Yisrael being mekadesh an isha grusha is not itself a maisa avera. Because even if it'd be to him, it wouldn't be a maisa avera. And to the kohen, it's also not a maisa avera. And the kohen wasn't sending him to do a lifnei iver. The kohen was sending him to be mekadesh an isha grusha. So the question that the Machane Chaim is asking is, how do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera here? When there's an Avera of Lifnei Iver, that's what the Ritva and the Tosis both say. They ask, what about the Yisrael being over on Lifnei Iver? What about the Yisrael being over on Lifnei Iver? So since the Yisrael is over on Lifnei Iver, he is a Bar Chiyuva. And therefore, what should we say? We should say, "Ein shliach l'dvar avera." Since the shliach is a bar chiyuva, so it's his own avera; it's not the mishaleach's. That's the kasha. But why is that a question? If the mishaleach tells him to do an actual avera, like killing somebody, that's an avera. So ein shlichus l'dvar avera. Divrei Rav, divrei Tama, divrei Mishom, don't listen to him. So if you listen to him, it's your own avera. So there we say, ein shlichus l'dvar avera. You're not a shliach, because what were you doing the avera? What right did you have to do the avera? It's your own avera. That's not shlichus, that's your own avera. But here, how can we say that if it's lifnei iver, we're going to say ein shliach l'dvar avera? We're going to say, if it's lifnei iver, we're going to say ein shliach l'dvar avera. Like the Ritva says, that's therefore it's talking about where the kohen can go and do it himself. It's as though lifnei iver. But if it is lifnei iver, ein shliach l'dvar avera. No. Here the shliach isn't a bar chiyuva on this isha grusha. So it's not an avera mitzad that. So you can't say ein shliach l'dvar avera because the Yisrael is doing an avera. He's not doing an avera. The mekadesh and isha grusha for Yisrael is not an avera. And yes, the avera of lifnei iver, he is being over. But the mishalech didn't send him to do the avera of lifnei iver. The mishalech sent him to do the avera of mekadesh and isha grusha. If you send somebody to give a kos yayin to a nazir, so that's shlichus of lifnei iver. That maisa of giving a kos yayin to a nazir is lifnei iver. So you're being sent to do a lifnei iver. But if he says, marry an isha grusha for me, how do we define that shlichus? That shlichus is not an iser. The mekadesh and isha grusha is not an iser for the shliach. So he's not considered a bar chiyuva and yesh li chadvar aver. What are you going to say to me? That it's lifnei iver? He didn't send it through the aver of lifnei iver. He sent it to be mekadesh and isha grusha. That's the aver he sent him to do. And I know the Yehuda had this kasha, and he understood that that's what Tosfos is answering. Tosfos says, "Afugav dorav mishum lefnei v'lo sitin michshal kach mikatcha lekohen, kevan di mikatcha laatzmo lo mechayev lo mikri bar chiyuva." Since had he been mekadesh her to himself, he wouldn't be chayev. He's not called a bar chiyuva. In other words, he wasn't sending him to do an aver of lifnei iver. He was sending him to be mekadesh and isha grusha. And as far as the kiddush isha grusha, he's cool. Yisrael's allowed to be mekadesh and isha grusha. Therefore, he's not called a bar chiyuva. That's exactly how the Nodeh B'Yehuda wanted to learn in Tosfos Teretz. You know why the Yisrael isn't called a bar chiyuva? Because he wasn't sending him to be over on lifnei iver. He was sending to be mekadesh and isha grusha, and he wasn't mekadesh. And if he would do it for himself, he wouldn't be chayiv. He would, so therefore he's not a bar chiyuva. But that's not really what Tosfos means, because Tosfos should have said, "Shiny lifnei iver." The little shelchol said, "He didn't send him for lifnei iver. Did he send him to be over on the aver of lifnei iver? No." He sent him to be mekadesh and isha grusha. That's how we define the shlichus. Sending somebody to give a nazir a kos shel yayin, that's sending somebody to do an aver of lifnei iver. That mice of giving a kos nazir kos yayin the nazir is an aver of lifnei iver. But sending somebody to be mekadesh and isha grusha, shlichus is to be mekadesh the isha grusha, not to be machshel summon an avera. So Tosfos should have said pashut, shiny lifneiver the little shalchot. He didn't send him for the lifneiver. So why does Tosfos have to write barichus that kishem aval? Israel, afogav dover mishum lefneiver lo sitein michshol kashemakat shel kohen. Kevan di e, even though he's over in lefneiver, kevan di makat shel atzma lo mechayev lo mikri bar chiyuva. Since if he marries her off to himself, he's not chayev. He's not called a bar chiyuva. So again, the Nodeh Yehuda wants to read into that that Tosfos is saying there's no lefneiver because he didn't send him for lefneiver. So just say he didn't send him for lefneiver. Why does Tosfos have to say it's not called since the Kohen's Makadish, it's Mashman Tosfos that it is Lifneiver, but he's not called a Bar Chiyuva? Why is he not called a Bar Chiyuva? Because the Bar Chiyuva here is on the Grushan, marrying the Grushan, and that he's not a Bar Chiyuva. But it's still called a shlichus for lifnei iver. It just doesn't make him be called a bar chiyuva. According to the Nodeh B'Yehuda, it's not even a shlichus for lifnei iver. So again, the kasha is, and the Ritva and Tosfos kasha. But they say, why isn't he called the Bar Chiyuva, the Yisrael? Because he's being sent to be over in Lifnei Iver. He's not being sent to be over in Lifnei Iver. He's being sent to marry an Isha Grusha with a Kohen. So there's a lot more to say, and we still haven't gotten back to our original Shaila. So I'm hoping that we'll be Zochet to continue in this Tshuva and see more of the flows in Mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, series, and all the friends.